Alright, listener, Ash here. So I did another green room yesterday with a few people who joined. Thanks to those who did. Some people choose just to listen, others choose to join in and have a little chat. I love that. It's about an hour. It might not be interesting, it might be interesting. I just talked to some people. That's literally it. That's all that happened. We talked about Justin Panks. We talked about the travel to China. We talked about learning German. We talked about Yanis. What more could you possibly want? Listen if you want to. Don't if you don't. I don't care. I do care a bit, but, you know, it's something, isn't it? That's all I can say, really. Thanks very much for your support. About four people have asked where the podcast was, so that's... I mean, I don't... If we just stopped, I wonder if any of you would notice. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. That's where I'm at the moment. Speak to you soon. Hopefully we'll have a Pranks and Firth full podcast up pretty soon for you. Well, here we go. 8:30. It's Pranks and Firth. It's just Firth. No pranks. I see you entering the room. Don't get me wrong. I see you. And I'm still very much on my own. I'm going to invite everyone to speak. You don't have to. It's Simon. Will he speak? I've invited him to speak.
Oh, yeah. It's Simon.
Oh, why aren't you coming through my speaker? Why aren't you coming through my headphones?
I don't know. Oh, fine. I've got to turn the TV off. I'm supposed to be doing bedtime.
Who's that? You're a bad parent, is what
I am.
You're a bad pal to him. You're a bad.
My.
What made me learn is my new headphone jack thing doesn't work.
Oh, I know.
It's going well so far. And now I'm on my own again. You're all invited to speak. Do I have to physically invite you to speak? I don't know how it works.
Hello,
Matthew.
Ash,
once you're again. Right?
Hello. Yes, thank you. I'm good.
I bought a special attachment for my phone, so I could do it on my headphones, and it doesn't work. It cost me £1 down the toilet.
Is it the iPhone one?
It is.
Gutted. Plus you're £1, that's quite cheap. It's not official then, is it?
No, it's not official.
Yeah, maybe. Was it from Poundland or something?
It was from eBay, I believe.
You know, I bought a lava lamp bulb from eBay and I was like so excited for my lava lamp bulb to arrive because my bulb came with a lava lamp.
Sorry, you saying bulb?
Yeah, bulb. Like a bulb. For the lava lamp, the like light went.
A bulb.
Bulb. Bulb. It's bulb. Come on.
Anyway, no one's called it a bulb.
Yeah, a bulb. It's a bulb.
A light bulb.
A light bulb.
What are you doing?
A light bulb. That's how you say it.
You say light bulb.
No, bulb.
I don't think anyone's called it a bulb.
Well, anyway, when it arrived, because you can't buy them in the shop, so like
no, because you can't buy filament
like a special bulb
that gets hot,
and it arrived smashed. It was smashed.
Oh my god, so, really?
So there's no way for me to get one other than online, and it's arrived smashed. So I'm like, do I risk it again and get another bulb?
Did you contact them?
Oh, do you know what it is? It's just some like person who sells thousands of items. So,
do you think someone's just sending you glass?
Yeah, well, I picked it up and it was just it was jingling together, and I thought, what is this? And then I remembered. Then I opened it. I thought, oh god!
Someone just sent you a load of broken glass.
Yeah, I thought I got a gift or something. I was like, what is this jingling? It was smashed. It was a smashed ball.
It wasn't a smashed ball.
Shit in with my glass.
Yeah, that's a real threat when you get a lump of shit and it's full of glass.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that might be more of a
threat. I reckon you can just contact.
It's quite painful to pass.
Say again?
I said it's quite painful to pass because I like to eat the glass first.
Oh, you mustn't do that. Oh, that's a big mistake.
We've already got onto the
onto the
obscene chat.
Yeah, and Panks isn't even here. Who'd have thought it?
Yeah, so how are you doing with COVID?
Oh, I'm all right. It's the rest of the family. It's got family. It.
Is
was it, weird.
Is it within your house?
Oh, yeah, it's crept in like a black sort of mist.
So what are you doing then?
Well, I'm trying to avoid the rest of the family mostly, but my wife has been so ill that I've had to just sort of look after my daughter anyway, even though she's got it. So it's so just been...
That sounds horrible.
It's not your fault. Well, it might be your fault. I don't know.
Yeah, it could. Well,
No. Depends, doesn't it? But yeah, no, it's crazy that I was looking after my daughter because my wife had it. And then my daughter just started being ill. And so we tested her and she's got it. But I keep testing negative. So I don't really understand how that's happened unless I've already had it.
Have you been doing the lateral flow tests?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How many have you been doing a day?
Oh, no, just like one every other day.
One it out. See, I had a friend who tested positive and they did about, two a day for 5 days because they came into contact with someone who was positive, and only one of those eight or so actually had this extremely faint line on the positive. So I'd recommend do maybe a few more. I mean, he did eventually like develop a sore throat, but if you haven't got that, maybe you're a bit all right. But like these tests are... You need to look really closely at that fine, because it could be a fine line.
I've had two PCRs as well.
Oh, you've had the PCR, so you're fine. If it's a PCR, then that's fine. I might have got this in the post.
Really?
I sent it and I never got the result back.
And so you just assume that you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I went to my nana's house, so,
And how
she's not dead. She's not dead. She didn't get COVID, so that's also a good test.
And that proves that it's all made up.
Yeah, exactly.
If Nana Gabriel didn't get it.
I couldn't believe that you knew my last name, but then I realised it's in my name. I thought, what is going on here?
Yeah,
that
no,
you
gave
name. How did you know?
You've given it away, unfortunately, by using that name online.
Yeah, oh well.
We wanted to, we kept trying to, me and Panks, it was every night, it was like, can we do it tonight? And it was either him or me, he's having he's got life admin issues currently, so just one of those things, sometimes it happens. So I've got a cough, there you go. COVID, must be COVID.
Must be COVID.
Yeah, but I just thought I would do something, put something out, because otherwise... people go, oh, there's no podcast, and they get annoyed. Some people do, and some people don't give a shit. It's really weird when you do a podcast how little some people care. Like, you'd expect people to go, oh, where's the podcast? If we don't do it, we get about 3 messages just saying, oh, have I missed something?
Well, it's just like a nice thing that pops up in your feed, and then you're like, oh, You don't really properly listen to, let's be honest, no one properly listens to every word that you're saying, but we enjoy the ramble. Put it on whilst you're doing work and then enjoy the ramble.
I just assume that there's not a podcast that you've died, Ash.
Conclusion. And there's not a text or a tweet, Paul, to say everything all right. Just like, oh, well, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I won't bother treating. I won't disturb the next of kin.
I've got so many to catch up on because I've just come back off holiday. So I've got, when you haven't been online for whatever period of time, then you come back and you've got so many YouTube videos to watch and so many podcasts to catch up on. So I haven't listened to, PPE or something? Yeah. So I went to Scotland. I went to the extreme far north, and there's a route there called the North Coast 500, which is 500 miles, and you do a circular route around the very tip of Scotland. And I live in London, and it was the complete opposite of London, which was brilliant. Yeah. It was amazing. If you ever know anyone who does it or get the opportunity to do it, I would 100% recommend it because it's just completely different.
I've been up that way. I've never done that journey, but I've been to Scotland lots. My mum is, she would claim to be Scottish. She was born in England and then moved up there when she was very little. So I went to Scotland a lot as a kid. We went, to the very north a few times. Very strange, though. Like, it is a different world when you go up there. And, like, you can, from parts, you can see, like, the oil rigs out at sea.
Oh, yeah, out in the, well, there's so many, like, locks and there's so many rivers that you've never heard of. And, you know, in England, you kind of, you know, the big rivers or areas you've all heard of. But in Scotland, there's so many rivers and so many locks everywhere. Like, they're just like, oh, this is this and this is this. And you're just like, oh, it's a bit overwhelming because you're just trying to keep track of where you are and what this lock is called or what this is called or where even you are.
The Isle of Skye is meant to be great.
We went to Skye. It's landscape's amazing, and there's some interesting rocks, which sounds boring, but it is interesting because they're like balancing all on top of each other.
Oh yeah,
and it's just peculiar how it's still there, kind of thing.
Yeah, over millions of years, how has it not fallen?
It's fallen, and also there's some interesting rocks on the coast as well. I mean, I did a geography A level, so that kind of thing kind of interests me. If I went, we went on a coastal landform holiday, doesn't seem to appeal to too many people. But
that does sound boring.
I enjoyed it.
But I think, like you say, when you live in London, that total difference makes it. Yeah, it's huge. Well, good. Yeah. Paul, have you been up to anything exciting? Any holidays? Anything exciting going on? It's just us three at the moment, so we might as well make the most of it and find out what each of us has been doing.
Yeah, no, not much. Talking to Yanis on the Discord, mainly.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been on there and seen that. He's furious that we've not done a Discord chat yet, but I think we will.
Yeah. You don't want to piss off the Germans. They're known to do certain things if they get angry. Well,
especially him. Jesus Christ. He might hear this. I might put this up. But he's a good guy, but he has murdered. There is no question about it. I look forward to doing a Discord one. And then, he's got to join in. I know he keeps saying about not wanting to hear his own voice, but, you know, he's become part of the podcast, hasn't he, over the years?
I enjoy hearing whatever he's put on Twitter or something that you talk about. You mention him quite a lot. He's like a third member in a way. He's like the PA.
No. Let's not get carried away. He's done some great stuff. To be fair, I was just going through. He made us those Snob or Scum playing cards, and I've got like two packs left, I think, of the box that he sent us. I was just going through them earlier. They're excellent. They're really good. He didn't have to do it. I don't know why he did. It was a bit of an issue that I wouldn't give him my home address, and he kept persisting, saying I need to send them somewhere because they just couldn't. He couldn't get them posted anywhere.
Could you not get them sent to like cheap PO box or something like that?
Yeah, I could have. I should have done that now in hindsight. But I can't remember what the issue was with him trying to get. I was like, send, because he was very insistent. I was like, Yanis, I'm not allowed. Because I have done before, I've had stuff sent to my house, and my wife was just like, I don't think you should get stuff sent anymore to the house. So I did think, I do understand the that. We got sent some stuff from Nerf a few years ago, so that was a bonus. I've still no idea what happened or how they got my address. But me and Panks were talking about Nerf guns, and then about a month later, I got sent this massive Nerf box.
No way.
And,
that's pretty brilliant. I imagine, did you give it to your son? Or did you?
Banned
guns and things like that from my childhood.
Tape Face, the comedian, you know him? You know Tape Face? Oh, come on.
Tape Face, no.
Well, you need to get a life.
I know.
Maybe I do. Let me Google him. Is it a guy?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
He gave Ash's best quote on Ash's poster.
Yeah, he did. Very good. The quote of just pure silence. Anyway, I gave it to him and he used it in his tour show.
Ah, well, there you go then.
There you go. I'm yawning. That's good. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, when so
you've never heard of tape face. That's
I'm googling it now.
I know. How long does it take? We got dial up.
I tried. You know when you connect your monitor to a script, you got two monitors and you can't find your mouse and you tape face.
I mean.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, I know.
I mean, how did you not get it from the name?
Well, there's loads of kind of people who put things on their head. You've got the guy from Ireland, Blind Boy, he puts a shopping bag on his head.
What?
You know him?
No.
You don't know Blind Boy? He did, there was like a band, I think they were called Rubber Bandits.
Oh, Rubber Bandits, yeah.
Yeah, they did a Horse Outside song. Is that the right people?
I don't know.
Let me have a look. Horse Outside. Something. The Rubber Bandits, yeah, Horse Outside. Yeah, that's Blind Boy, that is.
It's weird because he's the bag on his head.
Yeah, see, there you go, you do know him.
It's like shrink-wrapped to their faces.
I listened to his podcast. He's a very, very intelligent guy. You know, he does documentaries and stuff. I recommend it if you want something deep. He does like mental health stuff and does like a kind of like an essay where he like, you know, he was talking about like food that you could buy from the petrol station, and then just did like a whole hour talking about how that represents like that represented like this boom in the 90s of the economy or something, and then they disappeared. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy it. It's like it's not for everyone, but I enjoy it.
I mean, it sounds like something. So did you see my brilliant new idea for a podcast yesterday? I've come up with the worst. I want it to be the worst podcast idea every week. So every week will be a different podcast and it will just be a terrible idea for a podcast. I think it's a great idea, regardless of what you think, you two.
What? Say that again.
So every week it's the worst idea for a podcast. So, you know, Larry Bundy, he's messaged and said one of them should be all the different coupons and offers and vouchers that you can find, regardless of whether they're in date or out of date, and you just talk about them for an hour. And then,
wow, that's quite interesting. I'd like maybe just do that. Just do that.
Every week will be another idea for a podcast.
You know what also could be a good idea? If you got like old Argos catalogues or something and just went through what's in it and just spoke about.
Are you aware that me and Ashens do that every month?
I do.
Yeah, on Twitch, and about 800 people watch.
No way.
It's mad. Oh, Christopher Wright is in the room.
You got there before me.
Yeah, no, it's very popular. Christopher Wright, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. I didn't know this was happening, but I just got a notification.
Yeah, the trouble is, I haven't got enough followers on Twitter for it to be like.
I got a notification from Green Room.
Green Room's how I get mine as well.
And Paul?
So did my Twitter.
I did it while it came up on Twitter.
Yeah, I stuck it on Twitter. It's weird, I don't know. You could sort of say, oh, we're doing this at 8:30, and then it's difficult to. Yeah, I don't know whether you just keep pestering people. I'm not very good at this sort of publicity thing. Like, I see, I love the Cheap Show Boys, and I see whenever an episode comes out and they do about 30 tweets. And but you know, that's why they get thousands of listeners, much thousands more than us.
Oh, it's a good podcast.
Oh, no, it's just they're selling it well, I think. I think it's rubbish. He's not here.
When I was in Scotland, I had put one on in the car. Me and my girlfriend were listening to it. She did laugh. She did laugh. But also she did look at me quite disgusted more than she laughed, I'd be honest.
Well, I've been there as it's happened. I've been disgusted in person. I know what it's like. Paul and Christopher, are you both Cheap Show fans as well?
I used to be.
You grew up.
Yeah, I grew up. I kind of just... It's kind of funny in ways, and then it's like, oh, a poo gag. Yeah,
you sound like my girlfriend.
I love them. I genuinely do. Yeah. I think they're brilliant. I think I love a poo gag.
Yeah.
Well, you got to admit, like Silverman's Platters is like a great segment. I enjoy
They got good sex.
It's like instead of I don't have to go to the charity shop, they do it for me and find all those great bits. I really enjoyed the like the one they did this week about New York, Sounds of New York. That was just brilliant.
There was one that they did recently where I can't even think what they were talking about. The music of someone. I can't think. And then I was driving to meet them in Harrow, which is about 2 hours away from here. And I was listening to that on the way. And then I turned the podcast off and then started listening to the music Eli spoke about. So when I got there, I was like, oh, I've not heard this week's podcast because you actually sort of distracted me by the things you were saying. It was really interesting. All right there, creaky door. Who's got a creaky door?
Cheers, mate. Thanks. Sorry, I was getting my Uber Eats.
Good work. It sounds like you're firing shotgun in the creakiest door of all time.
It is quite creaky, I'll give you that. I should have put myself on mute.
It's just going to be me talking. The other two on mute as well. You eat on mute.
Oh, we got sushi, but I've just put it in the fridge, so waiting for my girlfriend to arrive. When she arrives, I'll have to leave, but...
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Christopher, what have you been up to? I've asked the other two.
Really not much. I just come back from a walking of the dog.
What kind of dog?
She's a Cocker Spaniel.
They're lively dogs. I like Cocker Spaniels.
Yeah. She's too lively and doesn't like me.
Was she called Rosie?
No. Good guess, though. She's called Jessie.
Betsy?
Jessie. No. Jessie.
I thought you were going to say walking of the cat. Walking off the cat because your picture is of a cat. Is that your cat?
That's not my cat. I wish I had a cat. I don't have a cat. That's a cat from the internet.
The best.
You don't find cats on the internet.
Yeah, I didn't know there were any on there.
Yeah, it's weird. If you look up cat on Google Images, it's loads.
You know you can get a cat, Christopher.
I'm 19 and I can't get a cat. I don't have a place of my own yet. I will, though.
But what happens if you did, if you just come home and you have a cat?
I don't know. Maybe I should try.
Do you live with your parents?
Currently, but I'm moving to Taiwan for a year.
Talking about? You're moving to Taiwan for a year.
Year abroad. I'm at university, but I'm going to go on a year abroad.
How did that come about then, Christopher? Talk us through
in Chinese.
I studied Chinese and yes. at university, and it has a year abroad, and it's in Taiwan.
Oh.
How are the Chinese with the Taiwanese?
They don't, like, well.
They're not friendly, are they?
You could say that, or you could say they're really friendly and they want to invite Taiwan to the mainland forever.
Oh yeah, I've just remembered also, that you have to say that because you're going there and you don't want to disappear.
They do have plans to invade, apparently, so that would be good. I'll keep you posted.
Taiwan, it's amazing, isn't it? Because it's this weird sort of far out of the way place we don't know much about, but so much stuff is made there, like famously made in Taiwan is a thing.
Yeah, but
I wonder if you're going to get there and it's all going to be factories making just stuff for the Western world.
Maybe. I'm going to Taipei, which is the capital.
So what are you doing there? What will your year involve?
Learning Chinese and learning various sort of reading.
Do you work or do you just sleep in a sort of hostel?
I find my own place, but I'm going to a university there.
Oh, okay.
I have to find my own bedsit.
That sounds nice. So are you like that guy on YouTube that turns up to places and speaks the native tongue and then they are all absolutely amazing?
I'll be like that. But they'll be like, no, it's not good. It's not very good.
They'll just be going, what?
What are you talking? Yeah, they'll just... They won't understand at all, but I'll at least put an effort in.
So what's the end game? What are you going for?
In life or in Taiwan?
Yeah. Why Chinese? Why I mean, it's not called Chinese. What is the language? Is it Mandarin?
It's Mandarin or Chinese. I tend to say Chinese. Because it's a great language. Yeah. It's like how you guys talk about German. It's like that, but every word, by definition, has to be phrased like that. So I was talking to Yanis about... I remember you guys on the podcast were talking about the German for gardener.
Yeah.
And Yanis said it was something like Earth Nanny.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah.
In German.
Yeah.
And it's probably something like Das Gardener or something. But in Chinese, it's literally flower craftsman.
Yeah, so that's it. It's very beautiful then.
Christopher, do you want to say what the... word for rugby is in Chinese? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, it's I think it's English olive ball or something like that.
Amazing. Yeah, there's loads.
Yeah, German's so strange. Like, I've been sort of doing Duolingo every day for a month or so, and because I'm on the basics, like I've got all the basics down there, but I guess the whole idea of it is you just repeat. So it's like, yes, I understand the elephant is very tall. Yeah. I completely understand. But yes, I'm waiting to move on. But I don't want my mate, who was also doing it, he just moved on really quickly and was like, oh yeah, just it didn't stick. So I think the idea is you just repeat. But it is really strange. Like me and Panks, when we did the other day, like kettle is just called the water boiler and things like that. It's all the water cooker. I also don't understand masculine and feminine. I really don't get it. Like, I know that if you learn the language, it must be second nature that you just know. But how do you know a mouse is feminine and a dog is masculine? How do you know? How do you possibly know?
And like in other languages, there is patterns to it. And I've never studied German, but yeah, I've studied Spanish, and the feminine ones usually end in A. But in German, it's just like, take a guess.
It is, yeah. In German, like when I've looked into it, it literally says the best way to learn is to learn the whole word and the, I don't know what you'd call it, like the can be a D, what is it, D or duh?
Yeah.
Duh, yeah. So it's best to learn the word with its, I don't know what that's called even, the. So if you're saying the hound, or you wouldn't say der hound, you'd say die hound.
Or would you say die hunt?
Die hunt, yeah. I'm not very good. All right, I can't do pronunciation. die hund. So you just have to learn it as die hund. You don't learn just hund.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Chinese, is it doesn't have the word the.
What?
It just doesn't. Think about it, you don't need it.
You don't need the word the.
Yeah.
I do, I think. It's going to be incredible going out there for a year.
It is.
When do you go?
September 4th, if they let us in.
So you need to make sure that you still continue listening to the podcast, because I need to get that sort of ping come through from China. Because we get them in the US, get some in Holland, we get some in Australia, we get some in Germany. So yeah, you really do need to keep listening out in China.
I think I am guaranteed to. It's my favourite podcast ever.
Of course it is. See, Matthew, that's how you meant to say it.
Yeah, it's the best podcast ever. It's kind of inspired me. I want to do a podcast at some point.
Yes, Christopher, that's absolutely right. That's the correct response. you can come and be on my new idea for a podcast. The worst podcast ever.
My perfect, like, the Jussie to pee to my HLF, though. I haven't found someone that would be good enough.
I tell you what, you just have to. You, when you meet them, you'll know. That's the thing. The moment I met Jussie P at that gig in Cambridge, I was like, "We are going to have a beautiful time together." That genuinely, Like, I could not, even now, and I've been doing comedy now for 10 years, I've made good friends and strong acquaintances. I don't think I could go up to any other comedian that I know and go, do you want to do a podcast? Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, I just would go, oh, God, no, or I couldn't say it. But with him, I remember it didn't even, I was just like, oh, do you want to do a podcast? He's like, yeah. It was just, I just knew he would. I knew there was going to be no issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
just great. It's so funny. Even in, and like the way you know it is like, it's funny in ways like no one even makes a joke and it's funny.
Yeah, it is weird that, because when I talk to people who don't listen to it and they go, well, is it funny? I say, well, I don't know. I think it is strange that we do have roles. Like, my role is to let Jussie P off on the leash to go, and then he always comes back, but you have to let him go wild sometimes with his theories and his ideas and stuff. And I love the way that he, you know, he's fundamentally incredibly, I'm going to use the word woke, he is, but he loves to play the other side.
Yeah.
It's great. It is great. He's a very liberal person, but you wouldn't know it necessarily until he did this really good show up in Edinburgh. And I don't want to praise him too much without him being here, but he did this show up in Edinburgh, which was really, really good. Like, it took the audience one way and then switched it all. Like, it was a really great show. But he would have people coming up to him after a gig, the same gig, and going, oh, that was really brilliant. That was really inspirational and really honest and really showed, you know, those people who knew what they were talking about, that was saying how brilliant it was. And then he would have people coming up to him and saying, I thought it was disgusting what you said, chauvinist and sexist. And those people, they just totally missed the point. They totally missed it. And yeah, where people, if you're not listening, you can miss the whole point. You can prove points by saying the opposite and not meaning them. If I make any sense there.
Yeah.
He's very, very good at that. And he sometimes says that we're just a program that's put on the earth by a computer. So.
Yeah. And his bacteria thing is like, oh, good.
His bacteria thing is definitely true.
I was looking into Toxoplasma gondii.
Oh, yes.
50% of the population of the world is infected by it.
Really? Like,
that's mad. Yeah. I mean, it varies where you are, but 10% of the US. Trump's probably.
How much in Taiwan?
I don't know, but it's more common in Asia, because if you have a cat, I don't know, that doesn't make
sense. Oh, yeah, they carry it, don't they? Yeah.
They carry it, but also dirty vegetables and stuff do.
it's just funny. Yeah, no, that's really interesting. I think it's a really good theory, to be fair. It is a good theory. And obviously, you know, his moon theory is another cracker. So even though you can prove them, you know, you must never prove something one way or the other. That spoils it.
I'm quite faithful to that. I've never looked anything up that he's talked about.
I like the other day when we were talking about rivers, and then I just looked it all up afterwards. I just thought, no.
The T-fold.
Yeah. I was like, no, I think I'm going to look these up and then just correct it throughout the podcast. Because he was wrong so many times. So that was it.
Yeah, or Kentish town.
Yeah, that was good. It's because it's near Kent.
It's because it's named after, like, the river Kentish or something.
Yeah, it's literally named after. Every single thing that he said was because it was named after a river. And even the one that was at the end of his road, he's like, well, I know that's not named after a river. I was like, yeah, it is. It runs in your back garden, essentially. Yeah, even Norwich, even the whole place of Norwich is named after a river. Yeah, it is stupid. And yeah, It's we just do that, don't we? We name everything. It's, I wonder, is it like that all over the world? I know a lot of American places are named after just places in the UK, aren't they? So
yeah, that's stupid.
It's a bit weird. Have you ever seen that Mitchell and Webb sketch where it's them someone discovering different places and then him going, yes, I will call this New South Wales, and they're in Australia, and the guy next to him's like, really?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. Apparently, I have an Australian friend that said they in Australia they make sheep fucking jokes about the New Zealanders, like we do.
Yeah, it's really strange. Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, like there were those derogatory Englishman, Irishman, Scottishman jokes.
Yeah,
you might not remember because you're too young, but that was a very common joke. Well, they make the same jokes in Ireland, but the stupid person comes from like Derry. You know what I mean? So it would be like there's a, I don't know, place in Ireland, but they, so it isn't just the one place. These jokes aren't made by us. They're jokes that exist, and you just adapt the people in them.
Yeah, they do that because I think I was talking to Yanis about that, and like there's a certain type of German they would use instead of the Irish.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it?
It's fascinating.
Yeah, and I've read, so in my course I read classical Chinese texts, which are like ancient, like Confucius's words and stuff.
Well,
and
they just found a lot more, haven't they? Did you see they found the biggest library of books ever in a monastery somewhere.
Lovely. And they make jokes about a specific ancient state in China in like 400 BC. The Song state was like the butt of every joke. And I've read a joke about, like, it was like a man from Song was called Li Ji, and like it was weird. And he just made a stupid man. They've been just being mean for...
That's the beauty of it. It's weird. I saw a comedian who, he learnt Mandarin and went out there to do comedy. And he realised that not only did the language barrier hinder him, but also just the terms that we use. I think we've spoken about it in the podcast before.
Yeah.
That we just use that don't make any sense if you don't speak English. So he was saying, like, I think one of the things he said was, like, jump the gun.
Yeah.
And he said, like, you use the expression jump the gun, and you don't think that you know what jump the gun means, but what it actually means is, like, starting in a race before the starting pistol fires. So once you've looked at what it actually means, you've then got to describe all of that stuff. Like, oh, he jumped the gun. What do you mean he jumped the gun? Well, he was in a race that was started by a man with a pistol, and before that pistol sounded, he ran. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense. So many of those little things, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And we just take it for granted. Yeah.
That's what my Estonian friend at work, she keeps having a go at me about all the English sayings.
Slang, so much slang.
Yeah, like it's raining cats and dogs, and she's like, it's not, is it? Where does that even come from?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
And brass monkeys.
Yeah.
I looked that one up, I have to admit.
So what's that?
It was like a sailor's term, and it was like freezing. It's cold enough to freeze the balls off of a brass monkey.
Oh, right. Okay, so how the hell would you even begin to explain that to someone? But yeah, no, we've got loads of them, haven't we? We just use all the time. And it's weird. My daughter, like, says stuff. And I said, like, where the hell have you even picked that up from? It's bizarre. I don't even know. It must be TV that most of these things come from, because there's just some phrases. Like she said, me hearties earlier. It's like, where the hell have you heard me hearties? But yeah, I guess. And you just... Language is constant. Well, I mean, I was just about to say language is constantly changing, but that's not a secret, is it? That's pretty obvious. And we butcher it, and I'm going to butcher it learning German. I don't know what my end game is, really. I think I really do think it is just to have a conversation with Yanis in German.
Well, I've been talking to him because he's got his book,
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what he did other than murder animals. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, he studies at the University of Heidelberg, which is the best university in Germany. And he's written a whole thesis about King Henry III of England.
Yeah, I saw that.
I said he has to send a copy to you so that, because I said
yeah, you can
read
does.
It perfectly.
I'll get fluid. Sent to Cheap Show PO Box. I did see that. I did see that on the Discord, actually, that you put that. Yeah, he's a bit of an enigma. I do find it weird. I don't really know much about him, but we, you know, he's so, he'll be listening to this, I'm sure. He speaks so much to us, and I don't really know much about him, other than his abhorrent views on hunting animals. But, you know, because of that, he's cursed his land with terrible weather and stuff this week, hasn't he? So I'm not saying it was definitely Yanis that caused that. I'm just saying it can't have helped.
There's some kind of correlation.
Well, I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying there might be.
No, I'm learning German as well.
Are you learning it properly, or are you doing it like me?
I'm doing it through Duolingo, yeah.
Oh, same. Okay. Oh, there you go. Paul, we should be Duolingo buddies.
We are already.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I haven't paid any attention, Paul. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
There's one person that I've got on there, and he's doing so much, and it's constantly telling me to give him a high five. It means I've stopped looking at the friends.
Yeah, it kept saying, Ash has just done something. Give him a high five. I'm like, nah.
No, don't give him a high five. It's weird. Yeah. I have done it, to be fair.
So how much can you speak?
Oh, not a lot. The really, really. I'm not going to. Because I said hund. I said hound earlier, and you called me, pulled me up on that. I've lost all confidence now.
And I don't speak German. I've never. I know people say that it's. They say a word that's like hound, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, well, you've proved that point, mate, by saying hund.
Oh,
I did know that, really, because I remember watching war films as a kid, and it was Schweinhund, wasn't it? Pig hound. Pig dog.
Hmm.
You English pig dog.
I've got a little German sentence I send to my friend via voice message every day, which he doesn't like.
Is it rude?
So, it's not rude, really.
Go on. So,
it's Guten Morgen, Richard. Wie geht's? Super. Mein Rest ist wunderbar. Oh, Scheiße. My Rest ist kaputt.
Well, there you go. I understand. I don't understand the bit at the beginning. So I understand your sausage is brilliant and your sausage is broken.
Yeah. So, Guten Morgen, because I always send it in the morning. And then Wie geht's is just how are you?
So how far are you along in Duolingo? What stage are you at?
I've been doing it for 350 days now, and I'm still very early on.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you working through it like me, though, doing it slowly?
Yeah, sort of doing it very slowly to try and get things to sink in.
Yeah. Martin is in the room. You don't have to speak, Martin, but you can if you want to. That's where I'm at this stage. So, yeah, well, you know, I can basically say hello and say the elephant is big and the mouse is... Can I even say the mouse is small? I don't even know if I can.
Kleiner. Do they call it... Is that small? Kleiner?
I don't know. I Martin, what do you think the German for small is?
Fuck knows. I was so bad at French, they wouldn't let me do German at school.
I've got so much better at French since I left school. I don't know why. Kleiner, it could be. I don't know. I guess we'll get there. Basically, it'd be a shambles. If I went to Germany, I'd know the word very, mouse, elephant, dog, cat, water, beer, bread. That's about it.
Well, at least you know
elephant. You can get by on that.
At least I know elephants, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Imagine if that's the thing that kept me alive.
Germany. Well, my brother moved to Germany without knowing any German, and all he could say is duck. So he basically just ate duck for the first year.
What he moved out there for work or what?
Yeah, well, he went out there to teach in like an international school.
Right, so, teach English.
But how teaches work? IT.
How does it work? I've always thought that, like, because wouldn't you just still have to say hello and, right, today we're going to study this in English?
No, because it's an international school, so it's like the children of the businessmen over there who pay lots of money for their English children. So it's like an English school, but in Germany.
So is he fluent now?
No, but he can say a little bit more than duck.
Yeah, just as well, really. I imagine.
But when he first went over, he said, oh, there's a fascinating fact, Germans really eat a lot of duck. And then we found out because that's all he could say.
They must say, here comes the guy with the ducks again.
Yeah. So the stories he told, we thought maybe they thought he would need a care or something.
Just because he's constantly saying duck.
Yeah.
He never got hit in the head by that either, did he? Because I've seen duck. It probably wouldn't mean the same thing. It wouldn't be the same, would it? Be two different words. No.
Yeah, the best story he told was he was in a restaurant and he dropped a beer bottle by accident. So he didn't know what to do, so he just pointed at it and went, kaput, kaput!
I thought you were going to point it and say duck.
No, that would have been good. Enter. Duck.
Yeah, God, what have you been up to, Martin, seeing as I've asked the other two?
Probably much like you, I bought a house that's a shitter.
Yeah.
And I've been spending my entire life trying to fix it.
Yeah. That's the way forward. That is definitely the way forward. So my next door neighbour said to me, you really should take a break. I was like, I can't take a break because everywhere I look, there's so much to be done. If I take a break, then all I'll be doing is looking at another thing that isn't done.
Yeah, completely.
What are you doing at the moment? What on the house? I mean, not like, what are you wearing? I don't mean that. I mean, what are you working on currently?
I'm not wearing a lot. No. So originally it would have had sash windows, but they were taken out and I had UPVC fitted, but then that left us a massive void around the windows.
Oh God, yeah. I was doing that this week, filling that void.
So it's just building a wooden frame on bricks and stone that aren't level and plasterboarding around it.
Is it an old house?
Yeah, 1902.
Oh, right, yeah. So I think ours is a... That's not Victorian 1902, is it? I think ours is end of Victorian, but I think it's 1900. I can't remember what's Victorian and what isn't. Similar type thing then.
It's like on the verge, I think, between the two.
No wall is square. No, it's like weird. We've put stuff up before where it's like, right, we know that's level. And then you look at it and go, no, it's not level. And you measure it again and you like put spirit level on it and go, hey, it's level. But then you realise everything around it's crooked.
Oh yeah, you're just best off being pissed, I think.
But we moved from one Victorian house to another, basically about 5 or 6 roads away, and we did well because we got away from the slate roof on the other house, which was it was basically 10 grand looming on the horizon, a 10 grand job that was just one I wasn't up for, basically. So
a sword of Damocles.
I'm going to say it was literally, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It was above us and it was looming, so why not?
And the slate was actually made of swords. So.
Yeah, it was also, and it was swinging, yeah.
And it belonged to Damocles.
Yeah. So it was literally the sword of Damocles. So Martin, what's the big one you've got? Like, is there still one big job that's looming or loads of big jobs?
Oh, loads. I've had it for a year and a half, so, and I've taken down all the ceilings and plasterboarded those.
Bloody hell. Are you doing it yourself?
Yeah. I took a couple of walls out. You'll love this. So, about 50 years ago, somebody decided to take a wall out, but they didn't put any support in it.
Wow.
So the upstairs was bent like a banana, the floor.
What?
So I had to spend a chunk of money, get some steelwork put in.
That's incredible. How fucking lucky were they that nothing seriously bad happened?
Well, she had dementia when she left, so I don't think she'd have known.
Well, I guess she would have known if she was trapped, but bloody hell. Who would do that? I've got a feeling Panks was talking about something like that, and one of the jobs he's been doing, that they realised there was no supports on a wall that had been taken out. Was it Panks? I can't remember. Oh, no, it was a friend of mine, actually. Yeah, he's renovating his house, and then he sort of took something up and then realised there was no support. Exactly the same thing, really.
Yeah, I just use it as a space to open up other walls, so just use it as a space to do that. But yeah, I need to cut some more back boxes in and then wire those up. Don't tell anybody.
I think you're allowed to do it on your own. Are you? I can't remember. I've done it. Do you have to be qualified officially?
You can extend it, but you can't rewire. So I'm just extending.
Yeah. I think it was my brother-in-law who moved into a house, and in the extension on the back of the house, they had a problem with the electrics. And when he looked into it, running from the house in the loft was extension lead after extension lead plugged in and then run off of an extension lead down the wall to a socket.
Must have been wondering why there's so many fire alarms everywhere.
I wonder why there were so many fires in his house. Yeah, atrocious bit of business, that. Just so much. There's just so much. I literally don't know where to start and what to do, but it looms.
You're not getting covered in shit anymore, so that's good.
Yeah, there's much less of that going on now, actually. I that was mad. Yeah, I don't know how the people, they lived like it for so long with just shit spraying out every time they did anything, basically. How can you just not care? I find it so weird. There's so many jobs in this house where it's just like, surely someone saw that and thought, no, we best do something about it. But they didn't. At least your lady, you lived there before, had an excuse.
I guess, yeah. There's lots of oddities, like there's panic alarms everywhere and things like that, you know.
Are you keeping those?
Oh, not if I can help it.
That'd be quite handy, I think.
Well, in case I have a fall.
yeah. Just, you know, as you get older. It depends who it calls. Like, I'd quite like a panic alarm that just alerted my girlfriend. You know what I mean? So it'd be like, I could be sitting here and then just want a cup of tea and fire up the old panic alarm and in she comes.
Why is it called a panic alarm?
Because if you're panicking.
Yes, yeah, it's a good answer.
I've got my biggest peeve at the moment is that my girlfriend is drinking, my wife is drinking about a litre and a half of drink every hour. So every time I want a drink, I obviously ask her if she wants a drink. And she says yes. And then we've got a Brita filter in the fridge. And her drink uses up all of the water from it. And I'm too much of a gentleman to not use up the water and give her tap water. So, yeah, I don't know what to do. I need advice on how to fix this issue. Even if I try and speed up my drinking, she still constantly wants at least the top up.
Buy another Brita filter.
Do you think I have two Brita filters in the fridge?
Yeah.
And put a big red X on one of them for mine and the other one's hers.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd go down well. We used to have a big one, but that doesn't fit in this new fridge.
Get a new fridge.
I think that might be the way forward, to be fair. I might have my own fridge. That might work. Or a little secret. That's a good point, actually. Maybe in this, I'm in what I'm going to call the playroom, I might put a little mini fridge in here and just have a Brita filter in it. It's not a terrible idea.
The playroom sounds a little bit kinky.
It's much less kinky than you think. It's got lots of Paw Patrol and What else can I say? Oh, there is Doctor's set. So there's a Mr. Potato Head. There's some Thomas trays. There's a PlayStation 5 and some sort of steering wheel.
Now I just sound creepy.
Good. Right. Well, I appreciate you all being there. Martin, you've only been here for 5 minutes, but I appreciate you coming for the 5 minutes that you have. And I hope that you'll
be the other hour trying to get to work.
Oh, really?
I get a notification on my phone, click it, and then it just takes me nowhere.
Oh, there's definitely some bugs.
That happened to me the first time.
Yeah. I remember you saying, yeah. There's some definite bugs for them to iron out, I think. But I'm not the man to do it.
Ash, do you have any gigs that we could go to?
Well, you're going to Taiwan. I'm not coming out there.
No, no, no. But, you know, I'm not really.
Yes, I do. I don't know where you live. I don't know what.
I live in near Leicester.
Leicester. I don't think I've got anything up that way.
In like London or.
London, yeah. Well, so you go in September. I was just thinking up the creek, I do very regularly. I think I'm doing that in September, and I think you said you got go in September, don't you?
Yeah.
I need to get better at sort of posting when I'm gigging. I've lost 3 gigs this week for having to isolate, which is very annoying. I need to get better at updating. I will tweet more and put stuff up. But yes, I can't tell you off the top of my head. Yes, is the answer.
Yeah.
It's all getting back up and running a bit more. I've not done any sort of admin to get more work, basically. I've just allowed what I have. People have contacted me. I've not really pushed for anything. So I need to get back on it and try and get something, get the ball rolling again, really. I've been very lazy. But yeah, and I will tweet and mention on podcasts. Me and Panks both need to get mentioning that a bit better, actually. I think we would like to do some stuff together. That would be quite good. It's just knowing where to go that we could, even if you got like 20 people, would be fine. But it's just knowing where we can go and do that. But it does sound like sort of the Midlands, we have quite a collection. Where are you, Paul?
Ipswich.
You're Ipswich. Oh, am I doing Ipswich? I feel like I am. Is it you that asked about the one I'm doing in Ipswich?
Yeah, the 29th of August. I've got a ticket to come and see you.
Oh, you have? Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be like, because it's called something like, it's some sort of club or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a social club, but it's not the one near me. It's the one on the other side of bloody Ipswich.
What do we reckon it's going to be like?
Interesting.
I will be paid in full regardless. We do need to get better, because it was funny because a mate of mine was gigging with Panks. Was it last week or the week before? He went, oh yeah, I'm gigging with Panks tonight, and it was in Essex. I was like, I didn't even know he was there, so we're not even talking to each other about it. But I think in the Midlands we could probably get away with doing a gig, and obviously go out to Germany and do one for Yanis for a couple hundred quid. Yanis, if you're listening. What about you, Martin? Where are you?
I'm down in Cornwall. Nobody comes down here.
No, it's really difficult. It is really. There used to be a club that run down there, but basically what it paid would mean you could get there and back and stay the night. That was about it.
Oh, hang on. What club is that?
I can't think of what it was called. If you.
Would it be Sailors?
Oh, no. Is there more than one club called Sailors? I think I've done a Sailors in like Portsmouth or something.
Quite possibly. I used to do some work for them promoting comedy events, but that's a way down from me.
Well, get promoting comedy events again and book me and Panks and we'll come and do it.
Not the kind of promoting you think. I'm the graphic designer.
Oh, well, there you go. Do some graphic designing. Do a really good job, and then we'll come and do it.
I'll get my pencils out, do my colouring in.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's basically what it is, isn't it? Graphic design.
Yeah, something like that.
Just belittling your art. Good.
Comedy is just standing there talking.
It really is, mate. You've got no idea. Especially emceeing, I always say that. When you walk on, you've got absolutely nothing to say. And you just literally walk on stage and go, right, let's see where this goes. That is cheating, especially when you're being well paid for it. If there's like a gig that pays really well and you walk on stage and you've got absolutely nothing prepared, that surely isn't right. It's like walking into an office, not knowing what job you're about to do. And just go, yeah, come on, let's give it a go. But yeah, I'm up for it. All right, well, cheers, guys. Thank you for being there. It saved me just sitting on my own talking to myself for an hour. Christopher, I will get better at telling you where gigs are going to be. I'll try and get Midlands based soon. I really do need to pull my finger out and get some gigs booked in, so I will, and you can come and I'll buy you a drink.
Lovely.
And something Chinese related.
I was going to buy Justin a drink in London, but he just didn't show up.
I mean, you were a fool to think that he would even look at his phone again.
He came on every time I sent a message. He came online and then went offline.
Yeah, he won't have seen it. Like when he was saying, yeah, like honest to God, Christopher, when he was saying, yes, I will come, he meant it. There is no, like, he would have come and met you without a shadow of a doubt. He would have gone, yeah, I'll come for a drink. But then he would never have thought of it again. I will send him a message. We'll agree to do a podcast. I'll say, right, what time? And he'll say, right, I'll let you know. And then throughout the day, I'll be going, what time, Justin? What time? What time are we doing it?
Yeah.
And then it'll get to the time we normally record and there'll be nothing. And I'll say, I'm waiting. I'm still here. And then the next morning I'll get a message saying, sorry, totally forgot. Yeah. It wouldn't cross his mind to have even looked. Even if he went online and offline, he wouldn't have seen it.
Because he sent a thumbs up when I said originally, should we, you know. And then he sent a thumbs up and then I said, where, when, should we go to this specific place at this time? And he didn't respond.
No.
And then the day afterwards, he said on the Discord, like, I was fucked or something.
Yeah. See, that's what it will be. He will have gone out, got pissed and gone to his room and that would have been the end of it. Like, that's it. It would have been a lovely time. The trouble is, if you had have met him, it would have been a disaster for you.
Why?
Because he would have got you more drunk than you've ever been, probably. Well, I went to watch him do a show in Brighton once with my wife, or girlfriend as she was then, and he walked out and went, oh, let's go and get a drink. And on the way to get a drink, he stopped at an off-license to get a drink. So that's where he's at. So,
yeah.
But yeah, he would have, he absolutely would have if he'd have thought about it. There's certain, I don't think he was avoiding you. I think it's just exact. Like, it's like I will message him going, Justin, I can see you're online.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that he was online and then he didn't read it.
No, he won't read it.
But he got the notification because every time I sent him a new message, he would come online and then not read it. And then go back to sleep, probably.
He probably didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
It would have been fun. It would have been fun. I would like to have heard it. I hope he would have done some recording with you.
That would have been good. One day, it will happen.
I'll buy you a drink in Leicester. How about that? And we'll record it. And it'll be very sedate.
And that would be nice.
That would be nice. Right, I'm going now. Well done, everyone. Thanks for being there. I'll speak to you again soon. Sorry it was a pain in the ass, Martin. It'll work better next time, probably.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, good and Tag.
Good afternoon to you too.
See, you said you didn't speak it. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.